Welcome everybody to episode 100 of On the Level Podcast. I'm Jordan. That's Eric. We finally did it. We're on video. This is episode 100.
Episode 100, dude.
We How do you feel? It. We did it. It's finally
crazy that we've done 100 of these. Felt like we've only done 5 or 3.
We've done more than 100.
Yeah, we've done a lot, but it doesn't feel like it at all. It feels like we've only just started.
I think if you, because like the episodes where we've had like guests or like Julian, Richard Wilcox, shout out to them.
Shout out.
I don't think I numbered some of those. Some of them.
Yeah, we have more than 100, but it just, you know what I mean? It just doesn't feel like it's 100. It feels like we've only just honestly began the podcast.
I mean, yeah, setting this up was like such a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah. So it is a milestone. It is a checkpoint.
Can I get on WikiFeet right now? You think anybody's going to upload me on WikiFeet?
We should. I hope you guys enjoyed the the first video.
Yeah, the first video was really hard for me personally to put out. I can't speak to you. But
it was I liked editing the funny stuff in. That's all I can say about that. I got a lot of gut checks.
Yeah.
Gut check 2021.
We put on the quarantine chub.
Yeah. Still going to the gym though, so
that's good. I'm out here with the lemon water. I haven't been working out though, honestly. I've just been like trying to figure all this shit out, at least mentally, so I can like come up here and set it all up. Was it measure twice, cut once, as they say?
Yes, of course.
But I do want to say I like this so far. This is all going to change over the course of time. But so far, this is serviceable.
Yes, this is only the first of what's to come, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Today is what
April
is today?
April 17th.
19th, bro.
19th.
Tomorrow's 420.
Tomorrow is 420. Happy 420, everybody. This will not be releasing on 420. This will be releasing 421.
421. Happy 421, baby.
Happy
421. Shout out 421.
but 17 days till Seattle. I'm counting down the days. My little Animal Crossing calendar.
Are you going to be playing Animal Crossing on the plane?
No, I will probably be. I'm not sure what I'm going to play. I haven't decided. But I am thinking about it. Actually, I borrowed The World Ends With You from Garrett, so I might make a plane trip.
On Switch or on 3DS?
Switch.
It's on Switch?
Yeah, for $60. That's why I borrowed
it. Oh, the new one came out today.
No, the new one. It's the old one that they released on Switch.
I never knew that happened.
Yeah. It was $60.
But is it Neo Tokyo?
That's the next one. It's called Neo or something.
Some shit like that.
But
shout out to all you The World Ends With You fans out there.
TWYYY.
Like I said, last week's episode, I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching. We got views.
There's
some views on there.
It's crazy that the Final Fantasy VII Donald Trump interview has over 5,000 views. It's a really popular video.
It's a good one. If you don't know,
I'm linking it at the end of all the episodes with the little subscriber and then that video.
Our boy Austin James Johnson.
Yeah,
is that his name?
Jadge.
Shrimp Jadge.
Shrimp Jadge on Twitch.
I don't think we had video when we uploaded that.
No, we did not. But I was one of the first people. I am a discoverer of talent. Let it be known, he was on our podcast before he was on any other famous person's podcast. He's done a lot of famous podcasts.
He did the Trump impression with us, and then I know he did it with Anthony Fantano and like
people who surpass us in every way.
Did he ever go on Mark Maron? Did he ever do it on Mark Maron?
No. Mark doesn't do bits. He did it on Tim Heidecker's podcast.
I don't do bits, for the record. You do bits.
I do bits, but
I don't do bits.
Mark Maron does not do bits.
I feel him. I get it.
Well, it's just his podcast is not a bit podcast. I mean, he's down to do bits.
Yeah.
He has done bits.
Yeah.
But not on it. His podcast is just interviews.
I'm not against bits. I just don't.
You got to learn how to play with yourself.
I think it's just like, I want to just address things and people and get information, and you want to do bits and like.
There's no bits on this podcast.
Because I won't entertain them. I won't like go
on.
Yeah,
there's no bits on this podcast. I have a podcast where we do bits, and that's where we do bits.
Which podcast?
The Too Big to Bail podcast.
You gotta be good, better at promoting your own shit, bro.
Too Big to Bail podcast. It's April Ghouls. We're watching ghoulish movies. If you like ghouls, check us out. We're doing a fun bit this whole month that me and Colton are stuck in a manor in a snowstorm / rainstorm. And we're being attacked by little gremlins.
I will give you guys credit. I listened to, it was the Halloween episode, the Hubie Halloween one.
Oh, that one, yeah. That
but
one.
It was because they talked about the Adam Sandler movie, Hubie Halloween, but there was a good bit with you, like, in a car, and you edit, did you edit, you edited all the sound effects?
Yeah.
It sounded like you were really in a car, and, like, somebody showed up to, like, murder you or something.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was funny. So, if there's more of that, you guys are doing more of that.
Yes, we're doing more of that.
I approve. I don't listen to all of them, which I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah, of course. I don't expect anybody to listen to all of them.
But,
we're doing those. Those are fun. I love doing them.
It's a good way to flex your creative juices.
Yeah, for sure. That's why me and Colton enjoy doing it. So go check that out. But yeah, we're here. Episode 100. It's a milestone. I've said this before. It is a milestone.
I thought 99 was the extravaganza because it was like Prince Philip dead at 99.
Prince Philip.
Crazy 88. From Kill Bill.
Oh.
Which my girlfriend just watched and loved. So
okay,
shout out to her.
Shout out to her family.
Shout out to her family.
So this episode, I have made a game. I know we're not going to play it.
Are we
yet.
Starting with the game?
No, we're not going to start. I'm just going to tease it. I'm teasing the game. We're playing a game. I made it. It's a it's a game for Jordan.
Okay, dope.
And it is it's also a game for people who watch the video. So, you know.
Oh, so if you listen to the audio of this, please click the link to
YouTube.
I'll do
some descriptions of who the person is. But yeah, check out the video because it's going to be a nice little fun.
I am wearing this very pink Rouge the Bat shirt.
I'll key that out.
Sure, key it out. Not the whole time though.
No, of course not. What do you
but,
want on it?
I saw today on Twitter that there's like set photos from the Sonic 2 movie that's filming in like I think Hawaii right now.
Hawaii.
Yeah, some scenes are
is
in Hawaii.
Is The Rock gonna be in it?
The Rock might be Knuckles.
No, there's no way.
You never know, bro.
I don't think they got the Rock money.
I think the fact that they got Jim Carrey is big enough that they could get The Rock.
That is true.
And it's Paramount, and I think The Rock's done, like, Jumanji, and is that Paramount? Maybe I'm talking out of my ass.
I think that's Universal.
I think I'm thinking of the Jumanji Mountain is like, the Paramount Mountain. But
they call out its name.
There was set photos of, like, the Green Hill, like, City Hall in the background. There was a cafe called Mean Bean, like Eggman's Mean Bean Machine. Mm-hmm. And then there was a helicopter that was... like landed on a platform and it had said like SA-2, so it's either like a hint to Sonic Adventure 2 or I think it wasn't for the movie,
it was just a helicopter.
It's a helicopter they're using for the movie.
Okay.
And it's like on a set and there's like writing on it and it looks like the helicopter that Sonic broke out of in
the beginning
when he propelled down.
Is he gonna get on the metal
snowboard? I don't know, because the first one was in San Francisco. So, like, if they were going to do the helicopter of San Francisco sliding down City Escape shit, they would have did that in the first one, which they didn't do.
No, they did not.
But they have more Sonic
they
iconography.
They also
got
to lean into, like this music of Sonic. Like, either lean into Sonic Adventure 2's, like, ska-based music and bring ska back. Because it is, I think ska is in the making, is going to come back in the 2020s.
I will say,
either
real
start
quick,
off their revolution now. Or
you gotta you gotta keep an eye out for Ska 2 Network. He's a local
Orlando
musician,
local?
Orlando musician, who strictly makes ska music.
Yeah, I'm telling you, ska.
He's on TikTok. He's on YouTube. He's fucking everywhere. He's awesome.
I don't listen to ska music, but I do feel like
he's got a real heart on for ska. So like, if you try to come at him with like,
oh no, I'm just saying. Look, I don't listen to ska, but I feel in the waters because you know I'm culturally I'm like Moana. I feel the waters and I know which way. I was into tie-dye shirts before tie-dye shirts are all
over
the place.
Tie-dye shirts were kind of always a thing.
No. They were now just a thing. Acid wash. I started the acid wash trend.
I agree with you. I'll give you the credit, but you got the idea from somewhere.
No, I did not.
You weren't just
sleeping. Dude, I came up with the idea. I promise you, I had all these black shirts that I wanted.
I saw you.
I couldn't afford new shirts. And I said, what's the way I can spice up my shirt collection that I can't afford any new shirts? I was like, tie-dye.
Like 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have any shirts to tie dye. I was like, then I looked up tie dye black shirts and I was like, use Clorox. And I was like, I have so much Clorox, I can do this. And then I did it.
Okay.
And I'll
give you that.
Currently, I ripped one yesterday.
You're not gonna chastise Esther for stealing your tie dye idea and actually make it work?
Well, no. I can't claim. I was on the path on tie dye acid wash. I totally take credit for the acid wash trend. That was me. I started that, everybody. It was me.
You did wear the same.
I was
acid
wearing
wash
it.
Shirt.
I had four, and I was wearing them all
you still
the time.
Have them?
I have like three. I ripped one yesterday because there was the Heat were playing, and Bam
got mad.
No, I did not. It was in the celebration. Bam, you know Bam.
Yes.
he hit a buzzer beater game winner, and I was so fucking pumped, and I ripped my shirt. I'm also very strong.
Can you demonstrate it?
Yeah, I was just like, fuck yeah. I was like, dude, I ripped it in half. It wasn't even a problem for me to rip it.
Miami lost a few nights ago, right?
Yeah.
They lost the last game.
Yeah. But it was a big game. It was a huge game. We had to win. So it was
awesome.
I was in the moment.
Shout out to your governor, Ron DeSantis.
Ron Death Santis.
Death Santis. But it's okay. I
feel ska is on the way. I can feel like ska music, just like a version. I think ska will evolve. It will be something
aside from the tie-dye shirt and the Sonic 2 ska thing. What else gave you those ideas that ska is like on the rise again?
I follow a lot of like Newgrounds people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is started a ska band.
Mm.
And it's pretty successful.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I know there's probably definitely other.
I mean, dude, if the Sonic 2 movie opens with like a ska theme, that'd be so incredible. Cool.
That'd be awesome.
Because my favorite movie of all, one of my favorite movies of all time, Good Burger, opens with the great ska song.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it doesn't open with the ska song, but there is a ska song in it. Yeah.
But I just have a feeling in the water, you know.
If they cast Ruse the Bat, who do they?
Rosario Dawson.
She's already Ahsoka, and she's already.
You should go totally.
It would
unknown.
Just be voice though. So, but Ruse is known for them thangs. If you know what I mean? Is that on the shirt?
Yeah. No,
she's turned back.
I don't think Ruse. I'm not sure if you can do Ruse in the second one.
Some people are speculating Shadow, and I'm like, I feel like it's too early for Shadow. Yeah.
You got to introduce Knuckles.
You got to bring Knuckles. You got to bring Amy.
You know what it's gonna be? It's gonna be Metal Sonic is definitely gonna be the main
in the
villain.
Sequel.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, at the end of the first one, you did see Jim Carrey as Robotnik stranded on that fungus planet,
mm-hmm.
and then he like took Sonic's like spiky needle hair or something,
yes.
and
that's how he got crazy.
Maybe
I feel Metal Sonic because that's natural evolution of you know.
I recommend the Sonic movie, although it's not great. It's a dumb kids movie, but
it's on the better end.
It's a good Sonic movie. It's a good video game movie, but I was listening to. Colin Moriarty and Chris Reagan's podcast, Sacred Symbols, featuring Dustin Furman. And they were talking about Sony's direction with like, they want to do the Uncharted movie with Tom Holland. They already did the Ratchet and Clank movie, which was terrible.
They're doing that Twisted Metal show.
Twisted Metal. They're doing the Last of Us HBO show. And then there's the talks about remaking The Last of Us again for PS5.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Tomb Raider would count in that. This is not really a PlayStation game, mm-hmm. but they did the Tomb Raider movie. And it got me thinking, like, I don't want any of those. I want the HBO Last of Us show. That'll be interesting.
I
want
to see.
I don't want Uncharted. Yeah. I don't want, the Ghost of Tsushima movie or whatever the fuck that's going to be. What do you think of that?
I think it's going to be an animated movie. Is it? No.
I think it's live action.
Yeah,
I think it's live action.
I'm okay with that if they have to cast all
Japanese. It's got
to
be Japanese.
It has to be Japanese voice. They can't rock around with these Japanese people speaking English. That is so disrespectful to me.
Pause though. Here's the thing. Today, Marvel released a trailer for Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Yeah.
And that looks good.
Looks like Jackie Chan Adventures. That's what it
looks
like.
It does look like Jackie Chan Adventures, just like. Yeah. Live action.
I
think it looks good.
I think I haven't watched the trailer, but I saw screenshots of it, and it to me.
Pause and watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we're back.
You
should watch it. We'll watch it after this. It's good.
I like it because I don't know who Shang-Chi is at all. I have no recollection.
Or the actor playing him.
Or no, not at all. I do like Awkwafina, so Awkwafina. I like Awkwafina in The Farewell a lot, and I want more performances like that.
Did you like Awkwafina in Jumanji 2?
Did not watch Jumanji 2, The Return of Jumanji.
What else? She's in a comedy, right? She's in
She was a sketch comedian.
I know, but she was in like a big comedy movie a few years ago.
She was in Raya the Last Dragon. She plays the dragon.
She is the voice of Raya the Last Dragon.
Yeah.
She's in a comedy movie that I can't quite.
Was it like a Bridesmaid?
She's not in Crazy Rich Asians.
She is.
That's a comedy, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then. Mm-hmm. But stop Asian hate. You got Shang-Chi.
Ghost of Tsushima. I'll consider watching it. I won't say
the trailer looks great. There's like a.
Is it going to be on Disney Plus day one? Did they say that?
I hope not. I would go to the theaters to see it. Because like the action looks really. Watching the Shang-Chi trailer gave me everything that I didn't get from Mulan by Disney. Mm-hmm. In terms of like the action looks dope. The story actually looks kind of interesting. Like, the set pieces don't look... Like, Mulan looked so fake, and they shot it at the fucking internment camps in, in Zhejiang, or whatever the fuck that place is called. You know what it's called?
No.
Hmm. Shout out to the Uyghurs. They need help, bro. But, yeah, I recommend Shang-Chi. There was a really cool Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, like, reference right in the middle of the trailer where, like, people are on wires and, like, floating down. And
oh, I love a good wire.
You know, like, that scene in Crouching Tiger when they stand on the sword?
Yeah.
It's shit like that. Mm-hmm. I'm all about that shit.
Remember the stuff in Crouching Tiger where they fight in the trees?
They're flipping around the trees and stuff. Yeah. I think, I have to look. Actually, I have my phone. But I think there's people that worked on Crouching Tiger that are working on Shang-Chi.
Is it a Asian director?
Let me see. Also, it is called Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And I know the Mandarin, played by Ben Kingsley in the old Iron Man movies, was supposed to be the Mandarin, like the leader of the Ten Rings.
Oh, the Mandarin.
And then, what's his name? Sam Rockwell, that played Justin Hammer, got arrested, went to a prison, and then he got broken out of the prison by the real Mandarin. So I think this movie is going to tie into the real Mandarin.
Cool.
The director is Dustin Daniel Cretton, and he is Asian, yes.
All right. What
has he done? He's done Just Mercy, that movie with Michael B. Jordan. He played like a world-renowned civil rights defense attorney.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Short Term 12, Brie Larson, Lakeith Stanfield. They were like in an orphanage.
Wait, let me see the poster. See the poster.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rami Malek's in it as well.
No, I haven't.
It was like a Sundance film from what, 2000. Sorry for everybody watching. I'll put a picture up. 2013. But yeah, Lakeith Stanfield's in it and shit.
Okay.
So he's got a good track record. So Shang-Chi guy. Nothing else I recognize. But yeah, just wanted to mention that. And then real quick, we can end this Marvel Disney bullshit.
Yes.
I watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier, episode 5.
Was it a big episode?
All of the episodes are good to me. I think they're all good.
I didn't cry.
They didn't shy away from the race thing of like, is America ready for a black Captain America? They run into spoilers, no. I guess, if you haven't watched episode 5. But what does that sound?
It's a plane.
Is that Lawrence washing dishes? That's Lawrence washing dishes. Okay. I heard water dripping. I'm like, is there a leak in here? But no. Yeah, so every episode of me of Falcon and Winter Soldier is good. I think that their chemistry is not good, Falcon and Winter Soldier. But there's enough scenes like where it's not about them that I kind of look past it. But Wyatt Russell, man. He's always good. He's good in Black Mirror. I'm sure he's good in Lodge 49. He's
again,
fucking great.
I'm on the pulse of the culture. I knew that.
I liked him too, though, because he's the bad guy in 22 Jump Street, or the bully. He's the guy in 22 Jump Street that like they track down and
really,
yeah, rewatch it.
Oh wow!
And then he is in my favorite episode of Black Mirror, which is the VR video game one with like.
That's
all
your
these...
favorite episode?
Yeah, because it was scary and it was VR. It was VR and it was like, yeah, it was like HoloLens. Like I remember like a spider was like on the wall and shit and it looked super real, but he was good in that.
Talking to you, watch Lodge 49.
Lodge 49. I will watch.
That is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Takes place in Long Beach, right?
Long Beach, California. I've told you that it takes place in Long
Beach. I've
seen
the first episode.
It has such a great colorscape. It's awesome. Totally amazing.
Wyatt's the lead.
He is a lead character.
In Falcon and Winter Soldier, if you don't know, he plays...
The bad Captain.
He plays a Marine that was high ranking and they put him in the position of Captain America. And like they did a good job like introducing his character because you see him like in a locker room like trying to pep talk himself up to go out as the new Captain America.
Is he like a super soldier?
He's not. He's regular man. Spoilers. He gets a serum and he takes it.
And it turned them crazy.
And he murders somebody in the middle of the street, and everyone sees it and records it.
Nice.
As Captain,
was it a black guy?
It was it was like some Middle Eastern dude.
Oof.
Or Hispanic? I don't know. He was brown though.
Bad look. Bad look.
No,
Captain America.
He like fucking bashed his skull in with the shield.
Oh, I saw that in the.
And then the shield
the
had blood
trailer.
On it. The shield had blood on it. And then the next episode was the one that they just aired on Friday.
Mm.
And he like fights Bucky and. It's good. It's a good
show. Are you excited for Loki?
am. Here's the thing, though. I've never had a bad pulse on the Marvel TV stuff because I trust Kevin Feige and Disney, their trajectory of Marvel. I don't trust Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Ghost Rider. And
it's all dead.
Jessica Jones.
It's all dead.
Season 2.
It's all dead.
I know, it's all dead, but like Daredevil's good.
Yeah, I mean, that
Luke Cage, the first season was okay.
All right.
Jessica Jones, season 1 is great. Mm-hmm. Season 2 is bad. And Iron Fist is caca poo poo.
Yeah.
And the Defenders or whatever. I forgot that even came out. I forgot that that even came out. So like when they announced, like Kevin Feige said, we're doing away with the Marvel Netflix shit and we're just going to focus on the movie properties that shows. Like WandaVision was incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say WandaVision was great.
It was okay.
I would say incredible, great, good, okay, bad.
There are really good episodes.
Of WandaVision?
Yes. Bad episodes.
And so far to me in Falcon and Winter Soldier, I think every episode has been at least good. And then one or two of them have been like a little bit better than good.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I feel bad for spoiling it, but he had enough time. They end the episode with him opening a briefcase that he got from Wakanda.
And it's a Black Panther suit?
No. That'd be fucking awesome, right? No, it's probably the fucking Captain America Falcon suit. Like, it's Captain America on Falcon wings, and he has the shield.
So, some stupid orchestral music playing in the background.
But Wyatt Russell is alive. He does not die.
At the end of this?
He gets, like, disbanded from the military. They remove him of all his benefits and everything. What do you get from joining the military?
Dishonorably discharged.
They say it's worse than that. They give him like some shitty demotion.
Like he's an expat. I don't know.
Something. And they take away all his money and his retirement and everything. And they just.
For killing a guy?
Well, he killed somebody. So it's kind of like better this than prison or whatever. But he leaves. And then. Oh, this is a spoiler, but you already know. Julia Louis-Dreyfus shows up.
As who?
She plays, I guess people are saying in the comics, she's like Nick Fury's girlfriend, but she's like Madam Hydra or whatever. She starts a new branch of Hydra. And she goes to recruit Wyatt Russell.
Shout out.
It was cool. Julia it was cool, man. It was cool.
Misconnection. That is I'm starting a new thing.
What?
Where historical, like, not, I wouldn't say historical, time misconnections, like Holly Hunter in Raising Arizona, which I watched recently. That's a misconnection for me because I think I would have fell in love with Holly Hunter. That's a misconnection. Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Seinfeld era, definitely a misconnection for me. I would have hit it off with her. Shout out to Elaine.
Yeah. But yeah, like when she shows up, she's like
connections, man.
She shows up like Nick Fury, like it starts from the feet and it goes up, and you're like, "Who is this?" And then she has glasses on and she turns around. It's her.
What color hair does she have?
Like black and purple.
Black and purple.
Her hair's black and it has like purple, like highlights in it. It's mostly black. But
what is she wearing? Like a,
she wore like a big dark purple like trench coat and like a dress kind of.
Was
thing.
She by herself or with?
She goons? Showed up by herself. After he leaves the courthouse of getting demoted.
And Nick Fury is alive in space.
He's alive in space on the Captain Marvel, like, scroll planet thing or whatever.
Doing who knows what.
Who knows what.
Oh, yeah, we saw. He was being lazy. He was watching TV.
Yeah, he was watching TV. That was at the end of Spider-Man Far From Home, I think.
Was it? Yeah, it was.
But it's cool that Marvel's, like, opening it up and, like, they're setting it up now that Wyatt Russell and Julia Louis-Dreyfus and I think, what's his name? William Hurt plays Thunderbolt Ross from Incredible Hulk.
Yes. I'm not sure what his name is, but I know who you're talking about.
I think the actor is William Hurt, if I'm not mistaken, but he's like going to put together his like Suicide Squad. Kind of like run by Baron Zemo.
What is it called?
The Thunderbolts.
Lame. Yeah, yeah. Lame.
His name is Thunderbolt Ross, but in the comics he becomes the Red Hulk and shit. So
oh my god!
I don't know if they're gonna do that. I don't know if they're gonna. They've been like kind of doing stuff from the comic, but like changing it. So I think he's gonna lead some Suicide Squad, and Julia Louise is gonna be there, and Wyatt Russell's gonna lead the team, and Zemo's not dead. Like, you know,
is this like culminating into a movie, or is this just gonna be more TV shows?
I think it depends where Spider-Man 3, that Spider-Man movie goes, because like Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch and opening up the dimensions and having Alfred Molina show up and Jamie Foxx. It all depends on where that movie goes, because then at that point, it's who fucking knows.
You ever seen that? It's like that picture of Charlie from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's like this, and he's like,
oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, like, or that famous photo of Charlie from Pacific Rim 2 and he's getting fucked by that kaiju brain and he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Marvel shit, I like it. It's cool. I recommend it. I think you would like Falcon and Winter Soldier, but some of the Bucky and Falcon dialogue is like
really. Loki, I might check out. I might check out Loki.
The fact that you won't watch Falcon and Winter Soldier on principle, but it has two of your favorite actors in it is.
I have to take a stand somewhere.
But are you going to
watch? And she's not even in the whole show. She's in a scene.
Yeah.
Wyatt Russell, I get.
But if you
I
didn't
love
know,
Wyatt Russell.
If you didn't know and you watched it and she showed up, you would have gave it extra points.
Of course.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't. Even I just can't. I honestly can't.
And it's only six episodes. That's not even a lot.
I won't
it's
do
only
it.
Six.
I won't do it.
It's only six. There is a girl in there's a girl in the show. She plays like a like part of the Flag Smashers, like the rebel.
I don't know what that is.
She's like one of the rebel people there that Falcon
flag
and Bucky.
Flag Smashers.
Yeah. They're from the comics. I don't make the names up.
Flag Smashers.
They're the fucking
my foot up here.
Antifa in this world or whatever.
Oh my god, they're called the Flag Smashers.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's this girl.
No,
she her name is Erin Kellyman. She's in Solo, the Han Solo movie.
As who?
Some random fucking character, I don't know. But people want her to be Aloy in the Horizon movie.
Sure. Who cares? Yeah.
Which will probably happen now that we're getting all this Sony movie shit. But
Loki, I don't know.
Loki looks fun.
Loki looks all right.
Owen Wilson's in there.
I'll give it the one episode try, and then if I don't really like it, I'll just miss. Just be like, bye bye.
Is it because you like Tom Hiddleston, or is it because you like Owen Wilson?
I don't know. This the weirdness of Loki could be interesting.
Because you got to remember, what was it? An Endgame. They time travel back to 2012, and Loki has the Tesseract.
Please.
Then they drop it, and then the old Loki picks it up and escapes, creating a new timeline. And like the show takes place in a new timeline from the event. It's like a whole thing.
I didn't want to know that.
You've seen Endgame. That happens.
But I don't want to know that.
Do you remember that Endgame?
Yes.
You're either in or you're out, though. That's a thing. You're so like your foot's in here, your foot's in there.
I might not even watch Loki now.
That's fine.
My foot in my
don't watch it.
Sand.
Don't keep up. And then when Julia Louis, when fucking I, when dude, Larry David
dude.
Shows up and
oh my god, Jordan, please.
Remember the WandaVision.
Julia Louis Dreyfus. Is not compelling me to watch any more Marvel stuff. I don't really care that she's in it. It's good for her making her money. I don't care.
Is there an actor big enough to be in one of these to get you to watch the shows? I'm telling
Tim Heidecker, really.
Well, he's in Spider-Man Homecoming.
He's in Ant-Man 2.
He's in Ant-Man 2, and he's in Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, but he would have to have a major role, and I wouldn't know about it. But.
And Greg Turkington in Ant-Man. No, you're confusing. It's...
Yeah, Greg Turkington. No,
Greg Turkington's in Baskin Robbins and Ant-Man.
Yeah, in Ant-Man 2,
and Tim
Heidecker
is
like the
fairy.
Whale.
He's a fairy.
Yeah, he's like doing a whale thing.
That's in Spider-Man Homecoming.
No, that's in Ant-Man
2. Oh, it's Ant-Man 2. Yeah. Ant-Man 2. I forget that movie exists sometimes.
Yeah. Huh. I'm going to do an Ant-Man show. I think an Ant-Man show would work.
I think so because they're setting up a lot of shit with this TV show stuff because they set up Wanda and Vision's kids, those two boys.
They're not going to have anything.
Well, they're still alive at the end of the show.
They're not going to have their own show.
Well, then they set up in Falcon and Winter Soldier. You see, they go visit the old black Captain America, Isaiah Bradley, and
he's going to have his own show.
His young nephew opens the door, and his young nephew he's a character. And then
he's a character.
He's like, what is his name? He's like Boy Wonder or some shit. But then they're setting that up, and then they're setting up Hawkeye's daughter in the Hawkeye show, whatever.
Oh, my God. That looks terrible.
Also, and apparently Julia...
You would have to pay me to watch the Hawkeye show.
Yeah, I think
show.
The Hawkeye show looks not good so far, but...
Looks terrible.
There hasn't been a trailer yet, so I can't...
Fuck Jeremy Renner.
The photos look not good.
Fuck Jeremy Renner.
Hailee Steinfeld is the daughter of Hawkeye, which I liked her in Bumblebee. She was cool in Bumblebee.
Jeremy Renner.
I think she's in that movie Edge of 17 or what was that?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
With
never saw it though. Never saw it.
I don't know. Will it ever go too far for you? I mean,
no, as long as my thing has always been if the quality and the storytelling are there, I'm there. But like I said, when I watched Iron Fist was one of my favorite characters going into that.
That was, yes.
And that show sucked ass.
Terrible.
And then your creative minds that are so inspired stole names from that for one of your school short films. Harold Meacham. You stole that name for your... You wrote a bunch of characters and took all the names from Iron Fist.
Dr. Meacham.
Just like you steal my passwords for all of your logins.
You did not make the name Harold Meacham, sir.
I didn't make the name Harold Meacham.
We're back.
The camera died.
Did not. It overheated. Internal temp high. We're back. Before,
you
want to
start your game now? Or
before we move into the game, just gotta give a little shout out to
your family.
That the PlayStation Vita store and the PlayStation 3 store will stay online. They listened to the fan feedback or the feedback from the community and decided not to do it.
Right.
Everybody was panicking over nothing.
I mean, how many people are still using the PS3 store?
I don't know.
The Vita store I get.
Yeah, the Vita store I get. I don't know.
The PS3 store I don't get.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But the Vita store staying alive is huge. Really big deal.
Why? So. Because Sony actually listened to fans for once?
Yeah, I mean, Vita lives.
Why don't they listen to fans and get more PS5s in the wild?
I mean, that, I don't think they control that.
I mean, they could have, you know. Xbox seems to be all right.
Well, that's Microsoft. I mean, you're dealing with, you know. Microsoft wanted the tech part. They get.
Is that a rat?
He's a rogue specter.
Mouse! But yeah, Sony, good. One point for Sony this generation. 10 for Xbox.
1 point for Sony.
I like how much Colin says that it's not worth getting a PS5 because it makes me feel justified in not having one yet. And I didn't get one because I couldn't find one. I didn't get one because I didn't think it was worth it.
But then you couldn't get one because
you were looking. When the pre-orders went out, I easily could have did what you did and pre-ordered one. But I remember being like, if I don't pre-order it.
Yeah, but after it came out, you wanted one for like a minute.
I mean, yeah, it comes and it goes.
It's like an addiction you're battling.
No. It's not an addiction because I don't have it and I'm good.
Yeah, but you're just.
I think next week is Near Replicant.
Oh, it's this week.
This week is Near Replicant.
I'm so excited for that.
And then next week is Returnal.
Excited for that, too.
And then the week after that is Resident Evil 8.
Fuck. 3 good weeks.
I would like a PS5 to play all 3 of those. So, to be fair.
You can only play Returnal on PS5. So. Yeah.
Returnal looks great, but I can wait.
Yeah. And I don't think it's going to... I'm getting it day one. A lot of people I don't think are.
$70.
I don't mind. You got to support them. They're making They're making a totally different game than what from they usually make.
Yeah, if you look up clips from our last game, Super Stardust Ultra.
No, it was
House Mark?
Alienation
Dead Nation.
No,
Alienation.
It might have been an Alienation. Oh no, it was fuck. It was like a laser game, and it was like 2D. Fuck, I don't remember what the name of it is.
You know what? I can just look it up.
Yeah.
Power of technology, baby.
I remember when they released that trailer. I think it was like the first PSX.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. Did we go to the second PSX or the third PSX? I think we went to the third one.
We went in 2016.
It had to be the third one.
The first one was in 2014.
Was in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And then the second one was in San Francisco, if I'm not correct.
Yeah. And then LA.
Yeah, and then it was Anaheim. Yeah.
And then there was one more after that.
There wasn't. That was it. That was the last one.
So they only had 3?
Yeah.
Mm.
I hope they do another one, man. If they do another one, I'd go.
They did Resogun in 2013, Housemarque. Yes. They did Next Machina.
Next Machina is the one I'm thinking about.
And Alienation was 2016. Matterfall was 2017.
Matterfall 2, yes. Matterfall.
Storm Divers. Your favorite. Oh, no, you like Helldivers.
That's Helldivers, yeah. Storm Divers, I think, was their canceled game, if I'm not correct.
They did the Angry Birds trilogy in 2012.
Wow.
I played those.
Pedigree.
I played those. Shout out to Jason Sudeikis, voice of the Red Angry Bird. But yeah, Sony is.
We're in a stretch now. I think people. I don't know. I feel like this has been such a weird start off to a generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like the games that we've wanted, where some of them were delayed. We're finally in the next month going to have like banger after banger after banger.
The Next Machina. Ex Machina right over there. You see it?
After Resident Evil, I think the Mass Effect trilogy comes out like a week or two after that.
Yep. Which I can play on PS4. I don't feel bad about playing all that. Not playing that on PS5.
I think you're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
All right, Returnal I would like to play. And like I said, Ratchet. Yeah.
Ratchet. Right. Oh my God, Ratchet.
That's in June.
That's in. I think it's in May.
It's in June, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty sure it's in June.
I thought it was May 25th.
I should just keep my phone up and constantly fact check ourselves.
If only Trigger would do his job.
Yeah, the cat is the producer over there. But Ratchet and Clank, A Rift Apart, comes out. I'm sorry. It's pulling up all the other ones first. June 11th.
I mean,
June.
Yeah, fucking good. We're in it for a good stretch of weeks here.
Yeah, I mean, it's game time. The it's last game time. Month and a half has been so dead for me. Like, I've been bouncing between Persona 5, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
You haven't beaten it?
Which one?
Pro Skater.
I beat one all the way. Two, I'm like towards the end, but I haven't finished it. And then I've been playing Metal Gear Solid 5 still, which is great. Your light fell, if it matters. I don't know if they can even. You can see the light on me. Speaking of the light, real quick before your game.
Yeah.
I got this Brockhampton thing.
Me too. It's at my house.
It says Brockhampton Roadrunner. There's nothing in here. But it was the box that came with a shirt and a CD of Roadrunner and has Joba on the front. Great album.
Shout it out.
Just wanted to show you guys. I'm not wearing the shirt. It's dirty. I was going to wear my Mega 64 shirt. Shout out to Mega 64. I bought Sean's daughter's drawing of Ava Unit 1 from Evangelion.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
It's like an ugly kid's drawing of it. I thought it was cute, though.
Yes. Well, it's time for game time.
All right, time for the game. We can finish with this.
All right, everybody. I made this game today. It took me about 30 minutes.
He's on the computer. That's why he's all taking a shit like that.
Actually, I think I can just control it on here. Okay.
You can use your enormous knee.
Okay.
If you're an audio listener, again, probably go to YouTube to watch us look at the screen. There's links in the bio. Rate us on iTunes.
It up.
And thanks for being a bad friend.
This game is called Who's From Whose Town?
Okay.
This is a game where you guess the where the celebrity was born.
Okay. I'm going to guess
Long Beach. These are celebrities from your life. You know these celebrities. I made sure that you know these people.
I'm going to guess Long Beach.
Okay.
Is it Vince Staples?
Who's this?
Okay, that's Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
That is the Travis Scott McDonald's toy or rodeo, the album for rodeo cover. Where was he born?
Where was he born?
I mean, I believe Houston, Texas.
You're correct.
Okay.
That's it.
You put a whole PowerPoint together for this?
Yeah, I did.
Damn, dude. Respect.
Who's this person?
That is the skinny legend, Philip DeFranco. Shout out to Phil. I've been watching Phil since YouTube 2007 era. Are they going to see this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
dope. Yeah, Philip DeFranco. I want to say he was born. I know he lived in Tampa or he lived in Florida. I want to say he was born in like Tallahassee or Jacksonville or something.
Is he correct, folks? He was born in New York City.
Okay. He went to school in somewhere in Florida.
All right. Next one. You're one for one.
Okay.
Who is this?
That is J.B. Smoove?
No, my God.
That is Lance Reddick?
No.
That is RuPaul?
You know this actor. You love this person. He was in Coming to America, too.
Arsenio Hall.
No. Who is this person?
Damn, I don't know. It's the angle. If it's not Arsenio Hall or
dude, he was in Coming to America
it's
too.
It's not Michael K. Williams.
Oh my God, Jordan. I'm going to tell you. You're going to be like, oh my God. How did that? It's Wesley Snipes.
He looks weird bald. I've never seen him bald before. And doesn't he look like J.B. Smoove almost in this picture?
I don't know. Since I knew it was Wesley Snipes, to me it looks like Wesley Snipes.
I could not tell.
I did choose a weird photo, yes.
Okay.
But
Where was Wesley Snipes born?
Yeah.
Barbados? Is he born in the United States? I don't know. I really don't know.
Yes, he was born in the United States.
Wesley Snipes.
Orlando, Florida.
I didn't know that. That's where you're from.
Who's this?
Oh, boy. That is... don't tell me. That is Captain Kirk, yes. William Shatner.
Yes, where is William Shatner from?
William Shatner was born in Minnesota.
Close. He was born in Canada, Montreal.
Is it close?
I mean, North America.
Okay. Montreal. Montreal. That's my dad. That is my fucking dad, John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo and Wesley Snipes in a movie called Tu Wong Fu, where they play drag. They dress in drag.
Oh, okay.
They don't play drag, but... fuck, I don't know. John Leguizamo, he's Mexican, so...
Gotta say you're wrong on that.
He's Guatemalan?
No.
He was born in Los Angeles. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Bogota, Colombia.
Wow. I thought he was Mexican.
Moving on. Who is this?
That is Warwick Davis.
Yes.
And that movie, that scene he's in, I have no fucking idea. It looks like he's going to like...
It looks like a Star Wars movie.
It looks like he's going to paraglide or parachute out of something.
They're going to throw.
Or scuba dive. It looks like he's going to scuba dive.
He does. He looks like he's up to a task.
Warwick Davis was born in Manchester.
He's in England? You say England?
I know he's from... He's English.
He's in... I would even... Yeah, he's from England. I'll give you partial credit. You know, ipsum, you would never...
I just knew he's from England, yeah.
Who's this?
That's Daddy Joe Rogan.
Where is Joe... Where was Joe Rogan born?
No. He's from Boston. He grew up in San Francisco. But he was born in like... I'm going to go Boston.
Boston.
Okay, that's Boston.
Who's this?
That's the baby.
That's the baby.
The baby. That's specifically, I could turn into a convertible room. Let's go.
And this is a mod from GTA 5. I just noticed
it.
That.
I love it. I've seen videos of that the baby car driving around. It's so stupid, man.
I love it.
I guess you do have to edit the video so you can put all this in there.
I mean, you can do this.
You can do it. I don't have the software. I'll do it when I get the software. All right. The baby was born in... Lawrence, where was the baby born? Maryland, he says. Cleveland!
Cleveland, Ohio.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no. Not until I looked it up. He was born in Cleveland, Ohio. He moved to North Carolina in 1999.
Yeah, I knew he was from North Carolina, but I didn't know where he was born.
Yeah. I think he moved there when he was 9.
Okay.
Who is this?
That's Jeremy Johns.
You've been watching. How long have you been watching?
I've been watching Jeremy Johns, like Jeremy Johns, Chris Stuckman, Philip DeFranco. I've been watching for a long time.
Do you
think
in the time that you've watched him, he's mentioned where he's from at least once in his videos?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he went to Collider and did like some collaborative work with them, and they're in LA. So he's mentioned like having to fly from where he's from. I want to say like Chicago or Detroit or something. Seattle. He has mentioned that before. Mm. He has mentioned that.
I think this is... there's one more after
Michael
this
Jordan?
Where was Michael Jordan born?
I did a fucking whole project on him in school.
Where was he born?
He was born in...
I'll accept two answers for this.
Okay. I want to say South Carolina. Or... Hold on.
Give the kid a chance.
Not Chicago. I know
not
that.
Chicago. He was not born in
not
Chicago.
Not Florida. Not Washington. And not South Carolina. All the places he's played sports. Michael Jordan. I'm going to go with...
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a big city.
Okay.
It's a big city.
Is it Northeast? Is it in the Northeast?
Yes. Let me say, it's a big city in an even bigger city.
That was like New York and New York City.
You're close. It is.
I was going to say Pennsylvania.
Not Pennsylvania.
I don't know.
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
But he was raised in North Carolina.
Oh, you fuck. Did I say South Carolina, though?
Second to last one. Who is this?
That is Chris DeStefano. Just kidding, Chris. I watched your pilot. It was actually kind of good.
You're lying, though.
You got to make out with that fine-ass Oranges and New Black chick. What was her name? Diana Guerrero,
yes.
I think.
Yeah,
she's fine. But Chris D'Elia. Ooh, where was he from? I don't know anything about him, so I really couldn't tell you. I'm going to guess... I don't know, dude. Wisconsin? Jersey! Oh, I could have guessed that.
Yeah. And the last one.
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog?
There's actually two answers to this. I was Googling.
It's not Green Hill Zone, I'll tell you that.
That is true.
It is, I believe it is called the Freedom Planet or Freedom Planet or...
Starts with the planet where he's from. He's actually from a town in the United States.
Is it? Oh.
There is like, for some reason.
Well, I think in the movie, it was like Green Hills, Nebraska or something. In the comics, I think it's a planet called Morbius or Mobius.
You got it.
Mobius?
It was in Nebraska and or Morbius, yeah.
What's Hardly?
That's the town, but it was from, Hardly, Nebraska is where he's from, okay. Apparently. And then Morbius was a planet.
Yeah, Morbius is a planet.
The end.
That was really good, dude. Yeah,
that was a fun little game.
It reminded me of when you did the song game, of when you picked all the songs from Sonic games and I had to guess which game they're from.
That was kind of my inspiration for this. But okay.
That was fun. I hope they could see all that.
Yeah. It's going to be in here.
Okay. That was dope. Who did you know where they were born and who did you not know?
It's a good question. Oh, yeah. I can
go back through it?
Yeah.
Jeremy Johns.
I knew he was from Boston. I knew Joe Rogan's from Boston. I knew DaBaby was from Houston. Those are the only two.
You knew Travis Scott was from Houston?
Yep. And he talks about it all the time.
Okay. Philip DeFranco. I didn't know he was from New York, though.
Me neither.
Good game, Eric.
Good game.
I wish it was longer.
Well.
But it was fun. It was fun, yeah, nonetheless. You know. Now I feel like I got to make a game for you.
You got to make, stretch the creative brain, you know?
It's just hard, bro. It's hard to stay creative. I'm too focused on like the technical stuff at this point. I want the shot to look nice and the audio to sound good and the people to be.
Now all of us can be Jeremy Johns.
Yeah. I think eventually I want to be a producer behind the scenes. You know, have a camera on me, but produce the podcast.
A producer.
Seducer. I haven't watched Kind of Funny in a long time. You think they'll ever watch this? You think anybody from Kind of Funny would ever watch our podcast?
I hope not. Ooh. They're too busy watching Pixar movies for $70,000.
$1 million. Yeah. I will say Greg has been posting like articles from when he was like at the Chicago Tribune or whatever. And like it was when he was trying to do the journalist thing when he was a kid. And they had like a whole article written about him with like a photo from when he was a kid.
I saw that
it was
photo.
Cute. It was cute. Because it's cool to see him like live his dream that he's always wanted to do, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now he's getting paid $70,000 to watch Pixar movies.
I will say those ads are excruciating. I watched their review of Falcon and the Winter Soldier episode 5, or their like recap of it. And like right in the middle, they had like 3 ads for some bullshit. And I was like, too many ads. I get it. You got employees. You got to pay the bills, you know. I think I'd rather just be broke. Just talking shit. I'm sorry. Yeah, man. That was a fun game.
That was fun.
I hope everybody listening liked it.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Something new, something different.
101.
Zoe 101.
Ooh, I know you see me standing here. When I look, or do I look good, my dear? Do I look good today?
Every day.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm just an early.
Wait, what's the
ooh, if you want to play everything to me, ooh, you can see. We're going to get claimed. Fuck the system, dude. That's all I got. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Bye.
Please like us. Like me.